This is the Daily Radio Ministry of Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Sandy is currently teaching through the book of 1 Corinthians. Here's Pastor Sandy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Hey, our church, we're many members, but we're one body. I mean, look around at the people in this room tonight. We're different folks from divergent backgrounds with varied gifts and diverse callings. And yet God has put us all together in His body. And He wants us to function and work in harmony with each other. Notice verse 13. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Paul is saying that we all have a common spiritual starting point. Every believer was born into God's family by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now here's where we need to clear up some confusion. Non-Pentecostals will point out from verse 13 that Spirit baptism is used synonymously with Christian conversion. And they're right. Notice again verse 13, for by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. Here he's speaking of our conversion. But then they conclude that Spirit baptism always speaks of conversion. And it doesn't. Now understand, the term baptized is like the term watch. You like these terms in English that have multiple meanings? I mean, think about the term watch. Well, I'm not wearing a watch, but maybe you are. You're wearing a watch tonight. Or maybe you're standing watch. Same word, but obviously two different meanings. Likewise, the word baptism can mean two different things. On the one hand, it can mean to initiate or to make part of. Now, we say this when the rookie quarterback goes into the game and a big defensive end comes up and smacks him and drives him into the ground. We all say, well, he got his baptism. It means to initiate or to become part of. But it can also mean to engulf or to immerse. Like a person who gets baptized in water. What happens? We bring them under the water, we immerse them, and then we lift them back up. It can mean immersion. Now, whenever Paul uses the term baptism or Spirit baptism, we're baptized by the Holy Spirit, he uses it to refer to conversion, this initiation, this being made part of. Romans 6 says that by faith we are baptized or made part of Christ. We're brought into Christ through baptism, through spiritual conversion. We're united spiritually to the life of Jesus. In Christ, I share all that He is, all that He's accomplished. That's when Paul uses the term, he's speaking of conversion. But when John or Luke or Jesus or Peter or pretty much anybody other than Paul uses the term in the New Testament, it speaks of immersion, not conversion. In Acts, Luke describes the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with the phrase, filled with the Holy Spirit, or being baptized with the Holy Spirit. In essence, it's the same word used to denote two separate experiences. The correct interpretation of a text depends on its context. Remember, there are times when the Bible speaks of being baptized with the Spirit as initiation, as conversion, as salvation. But there are other times when the baptism of the Holy Spirit means immersion or being engulfed or being filled with the Holy Spirit. It can be confusing. That's why you got to understand the context of the passage. Remember when Paul uses the term baptism, he uses it to mean our origination into Christ. Elsewhere, it's used as our saturation with Christ. Does that make sense? You got it? Hope so. And here Paul says that when we're initiated into Christ, in other words, when we're saved, when we become our point of origination as a Christian, we're initiated also into His body. Now, you might join a church by coming forward and applying for membership, but you join the church the moment you're connected to Christ, the moment you give your heart to Jesus. Spiritual baptism is like a merger. A smaller company gets gobbled up by a larger corporation. This is what happened to you when you gave your life to Jesus. You were the smaller outfit. All of a sudden, you got gobbled up by new management. Jesus took over your life. Now you have new leadership and new partnership and a new mission and new resources. You're no longer a mom and pop deal anymore. Wow, now you're part of God's kingdom. That's a big deal. Notice verse 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? I mean, one of the hindrances to harmony in the church is jealousy. A person refuses to accept their place. You know, it's if they can't play the position they want, then they'll just take their bat and ball and go home. They refuse to follow. If they can't teach or lead, they just bail out. Hey, at church, you need to leave your agenda at the door. Church is not about any one of us individually. It's about the whole of us collectively. Don't expect to serve or give on your own terms. It's the Holy Spirit who dictates our calling. It's like your foot getting tired of its place in the body. Can you imagine your foot starting to grumble at you? There it is. Can you imagine your foot saying, oh man, it's just hot and smelly in this sock. I mean, Dr. Scholes is my only friend. I have